Yasodharananda Balajananjana Yasodharananda Balajananjana Yamuna Tira Bharachari Yamuna Tira Bharachari Jaya Lada Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Lada Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita. Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Jam Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Vrikashari Yatura Tura Sisi Mahidi Mahingure Siyasi Bhakti Pranata Swami Shri Rupaya Upara Ki Jai Anante Koti Bhakti Jai Ki Jai Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prince Koshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dhama Ki Jai Shri Navara Pip Mayapuru Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Shri Hari Nama Sankirtan Bhakti Ki All glory to the assembled devotees, all glory to the assembled devotees, all glory to the assembled devotees, all glory to Sushi Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are continuing with Radha Rani's Katha. Usually when we have festival, my Guru Maharaj likes to have Bhagavatam Shloka recited in the beginning. So we will recite one Shloka from Bhagavatam. When I'm reading this Shloka, I want you to think one question from this Shloka in your mind. Just one question from this shloka. Bikriditam vaja babu idam cha vishno sandam vito nusnuya atabhanayayan bhaktim palam bhagavatim patilam bhakama vilogam asma apakinoti achirena dhila Translation: Anyone who faithfully hear or describe the Lord's playful affair with young gopis of Vrindavan will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus, he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. Okay? Would you like to repeat? Anyone who faithfully hears or describe the Lord's playful affair with young gopis of Vrindavan will attain Lord's pure devotional service. Thus he will quickly become sober and conquer the lust, the disease of the heart. Anybody thought of one question from this shloka? Any question from this shloka? Yes. This verse described how we can conquer the lust by hearing the pastime with the Lord Krishna with gopis. No? Want to try? Mike?
Hare Krishna. Is that mean anyone who hear the pastime of gopis and Krishna can get rid of all this lust, or is that you have to be at a certain level and hearing with a pure mind, a pure heart, then they can get rid of lust?
Thank you. That's what I was expecting. That's the question I was expecting. This question comes whenever the description like this, anybody who hear about Radha Krishna's pastime, we can become free from lusty desire. Then question comes, what about we should keep healing, then we become free from material desire? Or in order to hear Radha Krishna's pastime, we have to be pure enough so that we can understand the Radha Krishna's pastime properly? Yes? Do you get that kind of question sometimes? Yes? So the answer is, in a purport it was described, param distarvi bharatate, by hearing something higher than what we have, material affair, spiritual relationship, then we will get rid of material taste. By getting something higher, we get rid of lower taste. That is parandistavani bharatate, higher taste. The same time, if we have mundane vision, we can project mundane vision to Krishna and Radharani's relationship. So that is also not good. So it's generally recommend we will study from Bhagavad Gita to Srimad Bhagavatam up to 9th canto. Then we go to 10th canto. Then we have proper understanding of Srimati Radharani's position, Krishna's relationship with gopis. That's okay. So today's class, first 15 minutes, we will go through Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam up to 9th canto in relationship with Srimati Radharani. Then after the rest of the class, we will discuss about Srimati Radharani's. 10 topic of, 5 topic of Bhagavad Gita. Anybody knows? Bhagyashwari Mataji.
It's Purusha, yes. Prakriti, and then Jiva, and the relationship between them. Kala, karma, and bhakti.
Very good.
Means bhakti is added. Yes. It's not like vividly described there, but it's there still. It's yes. 6-1.
Okay, thank you. So Ishvara, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, God. Then Prakriti, the nature, which is constantly changing. Then Jiva is a living entity. Apart from these three subjects, Vakeshwari Mataji described about relationship. And then apart from that, there is talk about time, eternal time, and also karma described. So today's class, we are focusing on the relationship with Srimati Radharani. So we discuss first 3 points of Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, He's a controller. Then Jiva, living entities, that's us. Then Prakriti, material nature, which is subordinate. Jiva is always dependent. Prakriti is also dependent. From the Supreme Lord, these two energy comes, and we are dependent on the Supreme Lord. So the next question is, in relationship to external energy here, Prakriti and Jiva, who is higher? External energy is higher, and you said Jiva, yeah? So one sense Jiva is higher, one sense Prakriti's material nature is higher. That explanation is Bhuvino Aponalo Vayu Kamma no Buddhi Evacha Ahankara Iti Anne Vina Prakriti Astada Earth, Water, Fire, Air, Ether, Mind, Intelligent, Fire, Sego. This material nature are his inferior nature. Yeah? Then apart from Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava, there is a living entity who are higher than material nature, because material nature is not consciousness, but Jiva has consciousness. So Jiva is higher than external energy. That is one explanation. Another explanation, material nature is higher than Jiva, that Prabhu described. That is also true. In case, when Jiva is eternally connected to Krishna, desire to be separated from Krishna, then he comes under the control of external energy. Although external energy is inferior energy, but because Jiva desires to be separated from Krishna, and external energy is connected to Krishna, diving Prakriti, Astada. So material energy can overwhelm the Jiva. In that case, external energy works above the Jiva, so Jiva comes under the control of external energy. Prakriti Kriyamanani Gunani Karmani Sarvasya. So living entity thinks he is a doer, but actually he is controlled by external energy. This is the relationship with Ishvara, Prakriti, and Jiva. This is from Bhagavad Gita. Then where Srimati Radharani comes into these pictures? Yes? So yesterday, Akinchana Balaram Prabhu described about diving Prakriti. So the devotee under the protection diving Prakriti, that is Srimati Radharani. That comes here. Apart from external energy, there is energy called internal energy. That is Srimati Radharani. That is very difficult to understand because actually Krishna has only spiritual energy, but that's turned to the material energy. That's the same energy, but turned to the material energy. When Sri Vyasadeva was meditating on the Supreme Lord, after he was instructed by Narada Muni, he went to deep meditation. He saw the Supreme Absolute Truth along with external energy. Yeah? That means Vyasadeva saw the absolute personality of Godhead, Ishvara, and he saw external energy along with the Supreme Lord. He didn't see Brahma Jyoti, he didn't see the internal energy. He saw only external energy along with the Supreme Lord. Yes? That's what Bhagavatam described. So the explanation is, Srila Prabhupada gave a very beautiful example. Supreme Lord is like a moon, and Srimati Radharani, his energy, internal energy, is like moonshine. So when you see moon, you don't see moonshine separately. But you see the shadow, the dark place where moon is, you see moon and moonshine together, and darkness separately. So Vyasadeva saw moon and moonshine together. Krishna and internal energy, he see together, not separately. And separately, he see the darkness. That is the shadow potency. That is material energy. Yeah, that's clear. Okay? Sometimes I say something wrong purposely. If I say something wrong, that is by purpose. So please point out. So now what we'll do is, how the internal energy turn to external energy. Krishna has only internal energy, that is spiritual energy. That internal energy is for Krishna's pleasure. When Krishna desires to enjoy, the internal energy provides his pleasure. But when the jiva desires to have that internal energy without Krishna, then that internal energy turns to material energy. That is called tatakali. Means that give not pleasure to the living entity, but give only miseries. That is other side of internal energy. It's the same energy, but turn to the shadow. Same coin of other side. The example is Ravana. Ravana wanted Sita. This, without Krishna. So internal energy turned to Chayasita, Prakriti. So she gave only miseries and he was destroyed. Another example is Duryodhana. When Duryodhana insulted Vidura just before the battle for Kurukshetra, he said, why we are maintaining this servant, maid servant's son? Because Vidura was giving good advice to Dhritarashtra, why don't you get rid of this Duryodhana? He is the cause of destruction of dynasty. Why you don't give the kingdom to the Pandavas? They are rightful owner. Then Vidura felt very much pain in the heart because Duryodhana was insulting so much. Vidura has only good intention, but Duryodhana was giving very sharp word which pierced the heart. Then Vidura felt so much pain, he put his bow and arrow at the doorway and he left the palace and he went to the pilgrimage. Last time Vidura was thinking, same energy of the Lord, internal energy is working on me, because this happened, now what's happening is taking me closer to Krishna, because he left that palace and he went to the pilgrimage to search for Krishna. But the same instant, same thing is happening, same scenery, that energy is working as external energy to Duryodhana, because that same instant bring Duryodhana to the destruction. So it's same thing happening, same energy is working, but to the devotee, it works as internal energy, who want to bring Radha Krishna together. This pleasure potency is for Radha Krishna's pleasure, not for me. But if you want to have for us, it works as external energy. Up to here, it's okay? I didn't say anything wrong, that I hope. So next one is hard one. From 7th canto. we're talking about, we are going to discuss about internal energy and jiva. Probably I will say something wrong, so please tell me. Lakshmi Devi. Yeah, Lakshmi Devi is internal energy of the Lord. Is she jiva tattva or Vishnu tattva? If you have only two choices. Yeah? Lakshmi Devi is jiva tattva or Vishnu tattva. Don't talk about the Shakti tattva. Only two options. Okay? Okay? You can think in the mind. Lakshmi Devi, jiva tattva or Vishnu tattva? One opinion is Lakshmi Devi is jiva tattva because Ishvara is controller. Jiva is control. Lakshmi is controlled. Ishvara is subordinator. Jiva is subordinated. Ishvara is independent. Jiva is dependent. So naturally Lakshmi is not Ishvara but jiva tattva. That makes sense? That is in the scriptures, Madhvacharya's quote. That is one explanation about Lakshmi Devi's jiva tattva. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam's 7th canto, 19th chapter. Another explanation is, Prabhupada said in the purport, super soul is situated even in the heart of Lakshmi Devi. That means super soul is Vishnu tattva and Lakshmi Devi is jiva tattva. That's the quote. Another explanation, in the same chapter, same canto, Sri Prabhupada said, Lakshmi Devi and Narayan are together situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Yeah? And Lakshmi is all-pervading as much as Lord Narayan is all-pervading. Lord Narayan is creator as well as Lakshmi Devi is a creator. That statement is coming in the same canto, same chapter. In that case, obviously, Lakshmi Devi belongs to Vishnu Tattva. Yes? So which is correct? The both are correct. Both are correct, but the different understanding has to be in one line. So what we'll do is different kind of Lakshmi. Yeah? Srimati Radharani is source. From Srimati Radharani, different kind of gopis and Lakshmi expand. When Srimati Radharani is original one, expand at Mahalakshmi, she is the eternal consort of Narayan. Wherever Narayana stay, Mahalakshmi stay in original form, like in Vaikuntha or in the material world. He sit next to Narayana. That original Lakshmi is Vishnu Tattva. She is non-different from Vishnu. But when the Jiva Tattva pertain the nature of spiritual energy, pleasure-giving potency, act as pleasure potency-giving that capacity, then she is categorized as jiva tattva. Specifically, it's mentioned as nitya siddha gopis, they are in different group. Some gopis, the gopis different group, not? Some gopis are eternally liberated nitya siddha gopis, and some gopi became gopi by practice. Like those who are sage in Naimishalanya, they desire to marry to Ramachandra, but then he take only one wife. So in the next life or next or whatever, they become gopis. Others personify or Upanishad, they also desire to have Krishna as a lover, so they became gopis. And then there is a wife of demigod. When Krishna appeared to the earth, he instructed demigod, I'm going there, you also should come, you should also come. And the wife of the demigod, they appear, some of them appear in Yadu dynasty, some of them appear in Vrindavan. Then that's kind of gopis. So, And then there is so many other different gopis there. So different kind of gopis. Among them, Nityasiddha gopis. Among Nityasiddha gopis, there is very special gopis. They are directly expansion of Srimati Radharani. Ananda Chinmaya Lasanta Vita 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 Vija Eva Nijalupa Tayala Kalabi. That Nijalupa, the word called Nijalupa, that is, they are coming from same body of Radha Krishna. That is eternally liberated gopis who are pleasure-giving potencies directly, non-different from Srimati Radharani. Yes, so this okay? I think I said okay. Then now we are going to discuss about more about Chit Shakti, internal potency. How this internal potency acts on us. We know this external energy, how we work. We have everyday experience. So how Chit Shakti acts on the jiva is explained in this map. This map is made by Pankajangiri Prabhu, based on Harinama Chintamani. So, this one shows the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there is only one God, Krishna, Goloka Vrindavan. When Krishna desires to enjoy, that desire, cognizant, understand Krishna's desire, he wants to enjoy. So he expands, she expands in different potency, like Krishna's mother, father's place, Vrindavan, cows, Yamuna, Govardhan hill, different. And they act in different way to give pleasure to Krishna. And Krishna enter into that atmosphere. That is Vrindavan. And those nature are all same nature as absolute Krishna. And Krishna exists in two aspects, Shaktiman and Shakti. Shaktiman is the energy, the source, and energy. Shakti is expanded from Krishna to give more pleasures in different way. And this comes to the material world. So as we explain about the energy is two sides, yeah? Material side and the internal side. This is same energy acting in different way, in different situation. So when the living energy desire to have enjoyment without Krishna, then shadow of internal energy create material energy. That's where we are. It's not exactly there is material world and spiritual world separately. There is only spiritual world. That is part of the spiritual world is covered, and when it's covered, it's called material world. It's not separate existence. Like one time, Nasinga Prabhu explained very nicely, suppose you are sitting in a Bhagavatam class, but you fall to sleep, so your consciousness is not in a class. In that case, you are in a class, but you are not there also. So he was explaining, that's how we are in the material world, same time in the spiritual world. Like we are in a class, but we are not there, and you are not there. But that doesn't mean you are not there. So we never leave this subject. If we discuss about if we leave material spiritual world or not, we will lose the Brahma Teja, so we shouldn't discuss about that. But it's just something like that. So material world is created by the shadow of Chitta potency. And Chit Shakti also come as it is, as spiritual potency, as holy dham. Krishna's name, Krishna's pastime. So they are non-different from Krishna. When Krishna manifests the holy dham, he brings Krishna's parents, and Krishna perform pastime, they are non-different from Krishna. It's absolute nature. Then jiva tattva is also within the chit shakti, because chit shakti means consciousness and jiva has consciousness. That means jiva is chit shakti originally. So among the jiva shakti, there are two kinds. One is eternally liberated, wise eternal condition. Nitya Siddha devotees, they are qualified to serve Krishna in a spiritual world. They are eternally liberated. And there is Nitya Bada. Nitya Bada are engaged in the material activities separate from Krishna. They are called Nitya Bada not because exactly eternally bound. There is no such a thing eternally condemned. But because almost eternal means so long we are conditioned, so we don't know when it starts. We cannot figure out when it starts. That's why it's called eternally bound. But it's not such a thing like a Christian said, eternal condemnation. It's not like that. But it's almost eternal because it feels so long. Within that Nitya Bada, there are two kinds. One is those who ignore Krishna and toil helplessly here for enjoyment of rasa in relationship with matters. So they are not devotees, they are not Krishna consciousness, they just want to enjoy the material nature. And apart from that, there is a soul who are Nitya Bada, but when they meet Krishna's devotees, start to chant Hare Krishna, they get the mercy, then they become favorably inclined. Those favorably inclined toward Krishna, by the mercy and association of devotee, then they get sambandha, take the chanting of Krishna's name, then they start practice avideya. From here is very important. By the great mercy of the name, okay, mixture of Haradini and Sambit from the spiritual world combined as Bhakti Devi herself descend upon the jiva and reveal the ingredient of rasa prayojan. So the jiva tattva is sambit, that cognizant. We have consciousness. But that is sandini potency, sambit potency is not enough to reach Krishna. So haradini potency has to descend. From a spiritual world. Jiva is in the material world. We have some potency, but it's not good enough to reach Krishna. So Haradini potency has to descend from a spiritual world to upon the fortunate Jiva soul. Then finding that Haradini potency from the spiritual world combined with Sambit potency, then that combination acts as Bhakti Devi. When Bhakti Devi is there, then Krishna becomes attracted to that particular soul. Oh, Bhakti Devi is there. I can have formal relationship with that jiva. So Krishna becomes attracted because Bhakti Devi is there. In this situation, we are ready to enter into the pastime of spiritual world with ingredient of rasa. Up to here is okay? Yeah? It's in the described in this Harinama Chintamani, so if you want to read, you can revise again. So now you're going to go to the yoga maya. We have internal potency and external energy. So the internal potency is represented in yoga maya. Yoga maya appear in Vrindavan as Purnamasi Devi. And Purnamasi Devi appear in Gola Lila as? Purnamasi appear in Gola Lila as? In Gola Lila? Golanga's pastime? No. Maybe yes, but I don't know. Almost. Someone's wife, someone from Panchatattva. Sita Thakurani. Yes, Purnamasi. Of course. So Purnamasi is Yoga Maya in Vrindavan. And she appears as Sita Thakurani. She is the wife of Advaita Acharya. So her appearance in the material world today is her appearance. She appeared in a very amazing way. She was the daughter of Sri Narasinghe. Sri Narasinghe is a very pious devotee, so he used to collect the flowers and tulasi by herself. So one day he was collecting the flowers and tulasi, and he could smell very nice fragrant of lotus. So he followed the path, he found many, many lotus. So he started pick choicest, best lotus, and he found in one very nice 100 petal lotus. And inside the lotus, there was baby like this size of the thumb. There is a very beautiful baby. And then he thought, so beautiful, she must be the gift of God. So he took her home. And by the providence of the God's will, the wife had delivering the baby same time. The baby's name was given the Sri. And Sri is actually expansion of Sita Thakurani. So the husband presented the baby to the wife, and the wife was very pleased. In the material world, usually doesn't happen if the husband bring another baby, what is this? So problem, but in the spiritual realm, it doesn't happen like that. So the wife was very pleased. Then she said, we should raise this beautiful child as our own daughter, even though she's only size of thumb. When she said that, the baby immediately grew in a human size. And then they decided to have this Sri and Sita Thakurani as twin sisters because they are in a delivery room. So they are known as twin sisters, Sri and Sita Thakurani. And they are very extraordinary. Of course, they are Purnamasi Yoga Mayas and her expansion. When they are very young, they could preach Mayavadi, and they could on the spot convince Mayavadi to become pure devotee on the spot when they are very small, under 5 years old. And another time, there was a festival there, spiritual festival, like Kirtan and Bhajan, like we have, other side of the river. So the father was taking two daughters to go to the festival. But then big storm came, and then the boat was kind of dangerous. So the father thought, we will not take these little girls. They are only 5 years old that time. So he entrusted the servant to take them home safely. And then father went on the boat and then went to the festival. And just two little girls thought, it's not fair, we want to go also. So they just start walking on the water by foot, just cross the river by walking on the water. That is Sri and Sita Thakurani. And then about marriage of Advaita Acharya. When they became marriageable age, father naturally wanted to arrange the marriage of the daughters. So Sri Narasinghe heard about Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya used to go to Ganga for bathing. Then Sri Narasinghe crossed the river by boat and met him, and introduced them, and then Advaita Acharya invited them home, and then he manifested his whole arms form, and then started manifesting kingly opulence. Then Sri Narasinghe was very happy. Then marriage was arranged by matchmaker, and then they got married. And then, of course, and after they have wonderful household life, they are famous three devoted children, is Achyutananda, Krishna Das, and Gopal. It said Achyutananda was incarnation of Gopis of Vrindavan. And Gopal was incarnation of Ganesh. Then the middle one, Krishna Das, later he became Krishna Mishra, was incarnation of Kartikeya. And there is another three. Then the middle one, Krishna Mishra, actually, all of them, Sita Thakurani's son, but at the same time when Krishna Das was born, Sri has a miscarriage and she was very sad. So Sita Thakurani said, no, I will give mine because I cannot tolerate the pain of my sisters. So Krishna Das, Krishna Mishra, was known as Sri's son. He grew up like that. So there was a wonderful pastime. There is so many wonderful pastimes, which is in this book. And now we are going to real topic of Srimati Radharani. It's in the Brahma Samhita. We can chant together. If you know the shloka, we can chant together. If you don't know, make similar sound. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratita Vitami. Tabiya Eva Nijalu Pataya Kalami. Goloka Eva Nivasatta Kilatma Bhuto. Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Translation: I worship Govinda, Premier Lord, residing in his own limb, Goloka, with Radha, resembling his own spiritual figure, the embodiment of the ecstatic potency, possessed of 64 artistic activities, in the company of her confidant Saki, embodiment of the extension of her bodily form, permeated with vitalized by his ever-blissful spiritual rasa. This is from Brahma Samhita. Lord Brahma saw Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. So here in this purport, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's purport describes 64 art. So in the spiritual world, here we discuss about ingredients of rasa is manifested in different way. Some of them are manifested in 64 art. So the 64 art, there is like art of dancing, art of singing, art of drama, art of cooking, art of fighting and try to conquer the opposite, art of fighting in the water, splashing each other, and then art of engineering, art of carpenters, art of literatures and a poem. Even there is art of conversation, art of message, something like that. All different art are described as ingredients of rasa, which give pleasure to Krishna. And gopis, they actually master all their art by learning from senior sakis, like Srimati Radharani is considered to be the original teacher of OG's art. And Lalita and Visakha and different gopis, they teach younger, newer gopis also. So in this book, usually we don't discuss about all this rasa in Bhagavatam class, but now we are having special section of Srimati Radharani, so we will touch a little bit. Especially, I want to focus on Srimati Radharani, and tomorrow is Lalita Devi's appearance day, so we talk about Lalita Devi. And also Visakha Devi, her appearance day is exact same moment of Srimati Radharani. And then also we have different gopis on the altar. Their birthday is Tunga Beach's birthday, 25th August, Lalita September 7th. That according to the Titi, every year change, but for this year, Lalita Devi is tomorrow. Radharani and Visakha, 9th. Champakarat next day, 10th. Induleka on 12th, Langa Devi and Su Devi, they are twins on Purnima on 16th, and Chitra Devi youngest on 5th. So in a connection of 64 art, we'll read some of the things happening in there. About Krishna's nature for Srimati Radharani's love. It said Krishna is so faithful, he never even looked at other gopis, believe it or not. When a lover is so intensely attached to his beloved that he never desires any other woman, just as Lord Ramachandra was attached to Sita Devi, then that lover is called faithful. Krishna's faithfulness to Radharani is very famous. He never looked at or thought of any other woman. You believe that? To confirm that, there is another statement. Krishna's faithfulness to Radharani in the Dilodatta aspect of his personality is described in as follows. One time, the lotus-eyed gopi waiting at the meeting place to get Krishna by expertly reciting from the corner of their eyes various artistic Nandi verse from the introduction of the romantic drama of their friendship with him. That means there is another party, Radharani's party, Chandrabari's party, and there are so many gopis, there is so many group of gopis. So all other gopis are trying to get Krishna with 64 art, like here is said about reciting and dramas and artistic way, how we move the eyes, movement of the body. They try to get Krishna. But Krishna simply ignored their sidelong glance, and he's not shaking from intense eagerness to meet Radharani and enjoy transcendental pastime with her in the land of Braja. So now you believe that? Krishna likes Radharani. So all others are there to intensify Krishna's love for Radharani. So in the 64 arts, there is a dramas and dress in different way. So Krishna also differently dressed. So one time Krishna dressed as Brahmana, that is also 64 art. Vishakha, that is her birthday same day as Radharani, said to Radharani, although I do Radharani, Krishna is so full of love for you that to see you, he has now come here disguised as Brahmana priest of Sangot. How it is possible that he has suddenly attained all the quality of a Brahmana? Look, his intelligence has become very expert at discriminating the fine point of philosophy and literature. Means Krishna also studied the philosophy so that he can disguise as a Brahmana. And gopis also know the philosophy and the literature because Krishna has one nature, Srimati Radharani, and gopis also have similar nature. So it's not like we go to the spiritual world, we don't study the literature, not like that. They also study the scripture because it's necessary to have all these 64 art. So don't think Bhakti Shastri is only here. It's not like that. It will be there also. And it said that they have carefully studied the usefulness under their teacher. They have displayed their skill in amorous pastime before Lord Krishna. So it's not like a gopi, they don't study. They do study. But subject matter of their study is how to please Krishna with different 64 art. Lalita Devi. Lalita Devi's appearance this morning. So Lalita Devi is the chief of Srimati Radharani's associate, best friend. She teach Srimati Radharani how to get. When Srimati Radharani hear Krishna's flute, she want to learn to Krishna immediately, but Lalita Devi pull her back. Don't go. You have to pray how to get. So she said, description of Lalita Devi. The gopi method of attracting Krishna described in the following statement, where Lord Shiva said, contrary, playing hard to get and refusing Lord Krishna's advance are three ultimate weapons of Cupid's employment of women. So there are three ways to get Krishna. First one is hard to get. Hard to get one. Second one, reject their lover Krishna's advancement. And the contrary means act the other way of what you think. The contrary is hard to get, reject the lover. These three are ultimate weapon to attract Krishna. You may not like it, but it works like that because God, Krishna has everything. So Krishna see the woman acting that way, probably he likes it. Maybe we don't like it. So there's a Chandra Valley. The question comes, why Chandra Valley is there? Yes, so Radharani is a left wing, Chandrabhaji is right wing. Chandrabhaji is very submissive and soft. Radharani gets angry and fight with Krishna like that. But actually they are kind of sisters. Yeah, so they just, because we are going to talk about Radharani's appearance day, we talk about the first day of Radharani Katha, Ishwara Prabhu describe of how Radharani appeared from the box. But what I saw was Srimati Radharani was coming from lotus. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj went to the Yamuna River and he found golden lotus. Why it's gold? Because that emanation, aurora, coming from Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna. Krishna prema manifested as golden lotus. And in that golden lotus there is Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Srimati Radharani. So Tapta Kanchana, Vakeshwari Mataji described so nicely last year's on Radhasthami's occasion. Tapta Kanchana, because more than gold, gold is most beautiful, most shining. But when the gold is melted with degree of 1000 plus, then all the impurity of gold are removed. So become completely pure. More than anything. That's molten gold, Tapta Kanchana, that's the color of Srimati Radharani without any impurity. That is the color of Srimati Radharani. So that baby girl was in the golden lotus. So she, Vrishabhanu Maharaj brought to Kirtida and then they took her as their daughter. The next question is, how come Radharani end up into the lotus? Where she is coming from? Yes? So that's described in Lalita Madhava. Lalita Madhava is a literature work by Rupa Goswami. You can take as a drama or you can take as a fact. In that story, Purnamasi was speaking. Actually, Radharani was kidnapped by Putana. Originally, she was the daughter of Mount Bindya. That mountain has competitive spirit. When Himalaya got a daughter called Gauri, Parvati, he thought, okay, he got the daughter, and his wife, his husband, no, sorry, Gauri's husband is Lord Shiva. So I'm going to get a daughter whose husband can defeat Lord Shiva. That can be only Krishna. So he thought he will get the daughters, not the son. So he got the benediction to have Srimati Radharani and Chandra Valley, two sisters. So these two sisters were kidnapped by Kamsa. Then the girl who was talking to Purnamasi asked, that's very lucky for Radharani. Kamsa didn't kill her because Putana's business is kill the young babies. But then he didn't kill Putana. Putana didn't kill Srimati Radharani, so it's lucky. And Purnamasi said, Kamsa actually instructed Putana kill all the small boy baby, but kidnap the baby girl, because later on he can enjoy the baby girls when they grow up. So that is demoniac mentality that comes up. So when Putana flying, carrying two babies, Gargamuni chanted mantra, demon killing mantra. So the Putana started shaking and she dropped the babies in the lotus. That's how Chandrabali and Srimati Radharani, their two sisters, separately found and they were picked up by Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Chandrabhanu Maharaj. They are brothers. So they are grown up as some kind of a sister, no? Father, brothers, and their daughters, cousin sisters. So that's how it is in Narita Madhava, it is drama, but you can take us fact also because it was confirmed with Lalita Devi, so it's like that. So It's 9 o'clock. There is many beautiful description in this. Some description said like about Chandrabari's group, how Krishna is expert in painting. So Krishna paint the face of gopis. And one gopi said to one of the Chandrabari's group girls, she is from Radharani's group. And she see Chandrabari's group girl has a painting on the face by Krishna. And she said to her, oh, Krishna is so expert. She painted on your face so wonderfully. Yes? But I think Krishna was more attached to Lalita Devi, this group. Because when he, Krishna, paint on Lalita Devi, she is so attractive and Krishna become agitated. His hand shake and so he cannot paint nicely. So it's become like wiggly paint. But she's saying to Chandrabari's group, he painted so nicely. That means she's not as good as Lalita Devi. Krishna likes Lalita Devi. That's why he was shaking like that. So these gopis, they have such a spirit of fighting. One of the 64 items, win the battle. That is one of that. They have to have a fight and they have to win. So to win, they will speak the lies, they will speak so many harsh words, and they do everything. And then among the gopis, some gopis go to Chandrabari, some gopis go to Radharani, and like we have 8 gopis on the altar, Lalita, Champakarata, Induleka, Chitula Devi, Tungabicha Devi, and then Vishakha Devi, Langa Devi, Sudevi, and Sudevi. Sudevi? I miss anybody? So these 8 gopis, they actually qualify as group leader. They themselves as their own group, but voluntarily they accept the position of Srimati Radharani's servant and as well as a friend. But they have their own group. So sometimes they send a message. The message is another big thing. They cannot just speak directly. They speak sometimes directly, but sometimes there is a Jatila and Kutila and Yashoda and all the superior there. So they have to use sign language with the fingers. Sometimes they say something which is not so easy to understand. If you don't understand, they take the meaning in different way. So that also they learn. Then when they speak, it's not like we speak, but more poetic and have very deep meaning, and also they have another meaning behind also. Like we have Srimad Bhagavatam Gopi Gita. Yeah, we know the Gopi Gita in Srimad Bhagavatam. That's very poetic, but that's the song. Gopi just, they don't have to write and think. They just come out from their mouth. In the distress, they are looking for Krishna. Where is Krishna? So this shloka tapta jivanam. That pleases Lord Chaitanya very much, but they just compose on the spot with their own feeling. So now out of the gopis who serve Radharani, that's what we aspire most. Then Mani Manjari means among Srimati Radharani, her eyes is most beautiful, most attractive. Within the eyes, in the middle of the eyes, that's called Mani. And the Mani Manjari is that personification, that is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura's gopis form. So she said that I will never do anything which please me. Even Krishna comes, I will not desire direct association with Krishna myself, but I only desire to see Krishna and Radha together. I will do anything to please Srimati Radharani to be with Krishna. That is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is very, very close to Srimati Radharani. And from that line, we come Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, and we sort of our prayers. We end with this prayer, 9 o'clock. Rig Veda said, among all creation, Radha and Madhava are together most beautiful. So we pray. If Srimati Radharani is not together with Krishna, Radharani brings great pain to my heart. Oh my friend, if Krishna is not accompanied by Radharani, Krishna also brings me great pain. I pray that I shall never take a birth where even for a moment I shall not have the opportunity to drink with my eyes the nectar of two festival moon of the face of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Shrimati Radharani ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Madhava ki jai, Dai Go Premandi, Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. It's 9 o'clock. If you want to go, you can go. Otherwise, if you have any question, I will try to. Yes. Nayana Manjaris. Yes. 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 Thank you. Any comment? Any additional? The way there is so many nice description in the book. Usually we don't read like this, but then if you want to relish 64 art, how it's manifested in the spiritual world in different gopis, then you can read it. Okay. So we'll finish that. Hare Krishna. Shri Radhe Madhav, Madhav, Madhav. Hare Krishna.